Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobsall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. Winter Park, home of the first place Minnesota Vikings after a fun win over the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. Let's talk about it with your questions leading the way. Number one comes from Tim. Curious to know why the Vikings put Rhodes on Davante Adams instead of Jordy Nelson. Well, Coach Zimmer was asked about that after the game and he remained coy. A few factors could have come into play. Davante Adams was healthier than Jordy Nelson. Andrew Sendejo was not in the game. And Davante Adams is legitimately a good receiver who demands solid coverage, which we know Rhodes can provide. At the end of the day, the Vikings defense played well as a team, and it started with their run defense allowing just 3 yards per carry against a Green Bay rushing offense that had its way against the Cowboys last week. Good team effort by the Vikings defense. The next question comes from Nick. How many, if any, snaps did Ben Gideon have? Seemed like we were in our nickel defense all game. You're right, we were. The Vikings did not have one snap of base defense where Ben Gideon was in the game. He did have a bunch of special teams plays, 21 or 22, but no snaps on defense for Gideon. That's what happens when you play a sophisticated passing offense like the Green Bay Packers. This was not a demotion for Gideon. It was situational football. He'll be on the field a ton next week against the Ravens. The third question is not a question. It's a comment, and it's from Chris. Complete team win. Great work, Skull. No doubt about it, Chris, this was a team win. The Vikings played well in all three phases. We've detailed aplenty the success on offense and defense, but how about the Vikings special teams? Kai Forbath, 5 for 5 on his kicks, 3 field goals, 2 extra points. Ryan Quigley, 3 punts inside the Packers' 20-yard line, including one that went out at the 4 at the end of the game. And the Vikings' coverage units were really good as well. Mike Prefer's side of the ball, they were awesome on Sunday. The next question comes from Jay. Not a good win for the Vikings. They did very little against a beat-up Packers team. Every win is a good win, and I disagree that the Vikings did very little. The Vikings played great, as we said, in all three phases, but the Vikings defense, I think, is the best in the NFL, and they showed it on Sunday. Yes, Green Bay did not have Rodgers, but the Vikings treated the Rodgers-less offense the way you should treat a Rodgers-less offense. They held them down and dominated them. All of Green Bay's points came on short fields off of Vikings turnovers. The Vikings defense, led by Harrison Smith and Eric Kendricks and Everson Griffin and Xavier Rhodes, an outstanding performance at home on Sunday against the Packers. The next question comes from Danielle, my cousin in Florida. Hi, Danny. She says, it's so fun seeing players like successful Kwon and Trey Waynes getting better every game. No doubt, two examples of young players on the Vikings roster who should be part of the core going forward, getting better every week while other players on their side of the ball are carrying the water. Trey Waynes is seeing a ton of targets because teams are avoiding Xavier Rhodes. And yeah, he's going to give up a catch here or there. But by and large, Trey Waynes has improved this season, and yet another game-sealing interception against the Green Bay Packers. Love seeing that. As for Laquon Treadwell, the one-handed catch where he climbed the ladder to pull one down along the Packers sideline was fun to watch, and it's the kind of thing we thought we were getting with Laquon when we drafted him last year. I love his progress as well. The final question comes from Barry. When will Bridgewater be available to play? I can't wait to see him in practice. Let's take this one day at a time. Teddy can be activated from the PUP list this week. Once he is, the Vikings can practice Teddy for up to 21 days, and in that span, they have to decide whether to move him to the 53-man roster. All of those decisions will be made in time. For now, though, it's exciting that Teddy keeps getting good news in his recovery. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. Of course, we will be back next week with another edition of the Pick Six, so please submit your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, get ready for the Ravens. That's who the Vikings play on Sunday at US Bank Stadium at noon. Also, from last week's win over the Packers, Jerick McKinnon had 2 touchdowns. Guess who we had wired for the game? Jerick McKinnon. You're going to love it, so check that out on Vikings.com later in the week as well.